just heard, we just heard the house has been burgled. Banal but plausible. It doesn't seem unduly hot, Barry.
Oh, my goodness. Done. How was it?
Gone in a trice, Dennis.
Two trices.
What about a souffle grand marnier to finish things off? With the wanton ostentation only to be expected in a place that's 6 feet off the ground, like this one.
To tell you the truth, Dennis, actually...
Has an ugly ring, but pray, proceed.
No, we're both actually...
No, you
even.
Are. Symbiotic. I heard the savage rumours, but hoped, as always, to keep them from you.
More than, and Adam has to get up early.
If we could have the bill.
Well, you disappoint me sorely. But I shall choke back the tears, dears. The champagne's on me in case you're furious not to see it on the bill.
Oh, Dennis, honestly. Thank you.
I do want to meet Septimus sometime before he gets bigger than I am.
It shall be done. I'll talk to Jill as soon as she's out of work. And we'll be fixed.
Adam, we have a problem. The best handbags don't melt, but they can leak at the seams. Drawn brick grain puddle on the floor.
Christ, wrap it in your napkin. We'll make a run for the door.
I can't. It'll show.
It can be done, though. Catullus wrote a poem about a napkin thief. It's here all the time.
Totally do not care what Catullus wrote.
Well, I'll do it. Give me. Oh, God. It really has leaked a bit. Now, I've got to leave me out and smile a big one at everyone as we go, and no one will look at me. Think the great escape and action.
As the Black Humber carried Alan Parks back to London, he waited like Eliot's anaesthetized patient, he could not help thinking, for pain to strike him. Like the media man he was, he realized that to write the commentary on his own feelings might be the closest he could come to feeling them. There was a 2,000-word piece in that, but he was never going to write it, was he? Not yet, anyway.
It's all right. I'm not asleep. I never am. Things seem to go very well. You are on good form. Donald and I laughed like anything when you imitated the incomprehensible airport announcer saying something really important.
Peak of my powers. Even Enoch cracked a thin Nietzschean smile.
Did you speak to her?
Speak to...
How long have we been married?
Yes, I did. I had to. She's a funny woman, Joyce.
I hadn't noticed that.
I've done profound apologies, Cheryl, and that's the best I'm ever going to do. You know he's dead, Peter. Mm. It's been confirmed, as if we didn't know.
I saw the late news... I'm sorry. It's horrible. I wish I felt more.
I wish I did, to tell you the horrible truth. I feel... okay. Sick, but oddly not for me. Sick because I just want to have it be in the past as soon as it can be. On with the bloody motley. Because the motley just models and models and leaves no time for anybody. All the world's a stodge, and all the men and women in it merely stooges. I'm glad Don left. Did he answer all the questions and question all the answers as usual? Hmm? I don't know where he gets his stock of prattle from.
Don't you?
Yeah, I've had a request from the University of slightly south of Huntington Beach, California. Would I go and teach communications for a semester? Next winter. In a word, Professor Parks, at last. What do you think?
With lots of California girls sitting at your feet while you look down their well-developed fronts. I can't imagine you grabbing a chance like that.